The promises in Graham's word are that we will know our identity and our inheritance, we'll get an assignment, we will become aware of the favour of God on our lives and begin to trade on it. We will understand our spiritual territory and overcome ourselves if we learn to run. There is a way in which, if we are to be significant in the things of God in these days, we must make radical changes fast. The choice before us is business as usual or radical renewal. Years of being fed what we want to hear has resulted in us being unable to take strong truth without being offended. This has produced chocolate soldiers who melt at the first sign of heat. We're captive to our culture. The truth when it first comes is almost always negative. What I mean is this: the truth when it comes is rarely embraced with a shout of joy, but we react negatively to it, and indeed we often rebound in offence. That's the way of it. Human nature doesn't like to be proved wrong again. If we are to progress and continue to progress, to press in and on into everything he has for us and keep pressing in, we must embrace the truth when it comes, whether it hurts or not, pleases us or not, whether we understand it or not, or we will not receive the fullness of what God has held out to us. We need to face squarely where we are and accept the need for change fast. 1 Corinthians 3, 1-3 says this: "And I, brethren, could not speak to you as spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you are not able to receive it. And even now you are still not able, for you are still carnal." The Corinthian church were babies. Many were still doing the same things as they did before they became Christians. They were fighting and arguing with each other, taking one another to court, engaging in sexual activities which were not seemly, and so on. Paul constantly tries to get them to see things from a different perspective, a higher place, to understand that they are new creations in Christ. The old really, really has gone. The reason for his urgency was that the natural, carnal, fleshly or lower nature cannot comprehend the things of God. Anchored as they were in the earthly, their minds were on things below, not on heavenly things. 1 Corinthians 2:14. "But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." We'll take a look tomorrow at these two types of man, the carnal and the spiritual, because understanding here is key to our progress. See you soon.